Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. What do a woman's retreat, convention new product launches, and middle school field trip games have in common? The Rise You Are Enough Organize 365 National Convention. That's what. June 7th to 9th in Dallas, Texas, over 100 of your soon-to-be best friends will gather to laugh, cry, and hug. Don't miss it. For details, go to organize365.com/Dallas. Well, now you know. I'm a questioner. Did you go take the Four Tendencies quiz and find out what you are? A couple of weeks ago here in Cincinnati, Ohio, I had the certified organizers come out for boot camp. And I told them that I had already recorded the podcast with Gretchen Rubin. And they went and they took the Four Tendencies quiz, and we found out that the majority of them were obligers. We also had a few questioners in the mix, and I don't think we had any rebels or upholders. So I think probably the majority of us that listen to this podcast are obligers or questioners. Now, it's really funny. I had seen that test before, and I questioned whether I should take it. Because what would I do with the results? Like, how was it going to change what I was doing anyway? And how would she know what my tendency was? Even in the interview, at the end, I talk about my thoughts about different generations and how I think each generation has their own tendency. And she quickly says, no, that's not the way it is. And I was thinking, how does she know that's not the way it is? Has she done research on that? I really still think that there are different tendencies based on different generations. And I kind of want to rabbit trail into that and research it myself to see if it's actually right. So being a questioner is not necessarily an easy road. Now, as I'm going to tell you about my questioning tendencies and how it relates to the Organize 365 products I bring out and just get to know me a little bit more, instead of a questioner, I've always said I'm very analytical. So I think people who are very analytical probably are a questioner on Gretchen Rubin's scale. And also, you can be, I think your personality comes into play because you could be a contrary questioner or you could be a productive questioner. These are just my observations. And I'm a productive questioner. Like, I question and I analyze so that I can get an end result or I can help others get an end result. That is my overarching questioning-ness. Like, I question something to figure out how to solve a problem. I don't question something in order to be just contrary. And I know questioners that are contrary, which means that they just question stuff to get you into debate or to get out of work or because they just want to question everything, but they don't take any action. So I think in addition to, you know, which of these four tendencies you are, then what is your personality and what is your ultimate goal? And my ultimate goal as a teacher, as an educator, as a coach, as a motivator, as a parent, as a human is to solve problems and help people achieve the end result that they have for themselves. So I am a questioner, I am an analyzer, in order to get you to the end result that you want to have. So the easiest way to explain this is I'm going to take it to parenting, so we're not talking about organizing, and then I'll go back to organizing. As a questioner, parenting toddlers is a nightmare because my questioning for the end result to have children that, you know, behave was constantly every time that they misbehaved, I wanted to know, well, why did they misbehave and how can I make it so they don't misbehave again? Are you getting where I'm going here? And we had a psychologist that we took both the kids to when they were younger who specializes in ADHD, and I would explain all of the behaviors. And she said to me, Lisa, children do not misbehave just to misbehave. They misbehave to communicate with you, to tell you something. Children want your approval. And because she said that to me early on when my kids were young, you know, maybe kindergarten age, for my entire parenthood, like even now with high school kids, I am always thinking, what is it they're trying to do What are they trying to achieve? How can I help them do that? Children do not misbehave to, you know, irritate their parents or their children. They misbehave because they don't understand what they need to do and they are trying to please you. Having this expectation that my kids really do want to do well and to please me caused me to do a lot of searching and research and analyzation so that they could be successful. And I'm really glad that that psychologist told me that early on. Otherwise, I would have kept with the hardline parenting. I was a good kid, you guys. Like, if my parents said to do something, I did it. Like, I did question some things, but when I was told to do something, I was very obedient. And my children didn't appear to be obedient. Like, Greg and I were both very, very obedient children. And so we just really couldn't understand why when we told our children to do stuff, they didn't do it. And for Greg, he still to this day is very frustrated that the kids are just not blind faith obedient. And I have analyzed and tried to figure out where the children are coming from and how to maybe, I don't know. I'm not a parenting expert. Maybe we should just move on. But anyway, I am constantly analyzing. And so that came up with a lot of my solutions. Like, okay, the kids are hungry. They can't reach the snacks. I move the snacks lower. Or they're clearly tired. They should go to bed earlier. Whenever we would have a big problem or big misbehavior, I would look at everything that was external. Like, what was the time of day? What had they just eaten? Because we found out they had a lot of food allergies. Were they overtired? Were they overstimulated? Had they had red dye? And through a lot of analyzation and questioning, I was able to avoid a lot of parenting conflicts just by modifying the environment that we were in. Now let's take this to Organize 365. Again, this is a podcast just about how Lisa thinks. So if you want like practical how to organize your house, just skip ahead. So in Organize 365, I sell products, obviously, but I am very, very questioning about the products that I launch, how I launch them, how much I charge, when I tell you to buy them, because I am a questioner because I want to analyze for the end result of you getting your house organized. So I do not promote the 100-day home organization program every day of the year. I promote it for 10 days, three different times a year, when I know you will have the best end result of jumping into the 100-day program. Now, I've analyzed this quite a bit, and I myself do not need the external motivation that an obliger needs. And when I'm ready to organize my house, gosh darn it, it doesn't matter if it's the beginning of July. If I want to organize my house, I'm going to organize my house. Like, I don't need to do the whole group Facebook thing. I don't need everybody to be on day one. I don't need you to be my cheerleader. Thank you very much, Lisa. I could do the program myself. So as a questioner, I would actually like to join the 100-day home organization program, 365. Like, whenever I find it and I'm ready, I would like to do it. Now, apparently, I've been adding some questioners into the Organize 365 mix. I think the majority of you up until this point have been obligers, but in March, I think I had a couple of questioners on the wait list because I got a couple of emails that basically said exactly what I just said, like, why are you making this is ridiculous. Why are you making me wait? Here's my money. Take my money. Put me in, please. Can I have the program? I don't want to wait a month. This is ridiculous. Here's my money. Like, I literally got three of those emails in 1 week. We added the people, by the way. I said, Pat, put them in. So Pat, put them in. But I know for the majority. So my goal as Organized 365 is to get you to have your end result, which is an organized home. And as an educator and a teacher and an analyzer, I know that your best chance of success is to start in September, start in January, and start in April, the 100 days, and you'll get as far as you possibly can because you'll be going with the natural energy of the year. However, I know that doesn't work for everyone. And so now on the waitlist page, when you go to the waitlist page at the bottom, there'll be a little button that says, can't wait, click here. And if you click here, you're going to be able to get in. But it's going to say also, just so you know, we're like on day 43. Like, you're not going to be joining day one with everyone else. But not everyone needs to join day one with everybody else. If you are an obliger, if you just took that test and you're an obliger, you wait until September, you start with everybody else. you will have so much more success in the 100-day program if you're doing the weekly Facebook Lives and if you're in the Facebook group, because everybody's doing the same thing. And the fact that everybody's doing the same thing and Lisa's in the Facebook Live will help you get your end result of organizing your house. Let's talk about the Sunday Basket Club. Part of being a questioner and an analyzer is I change my mind. And sometimes, especially, you know, in business, if you keep changing your mind, it looks like you haven't thought things through and you're wishy-washy. I don't know. I could never run for politics. I would definitely be considered a flip-flopper. So already in the Sunday Basket Club, we started the Sunday Basket Club because a bunch of you obligers came to me and said, we need to pay a monthly fee so that we do our Sunday basket and we want you to teach us a Sunday basket class. And I said, there's no way. There's no way I'm doing this every Sunday. So Monique and Ryan are doing it every Sunday. And I said, great. I want you to have excellent value when you put money in Organize 365. When you pay for something in Organize 365, I want you at the end to say, oh my gosh, it was worth so much more than that. So I price accordingly. I price for the value that's in the product, but I also price so that when you're done, you realize you got even more than that. Now, the 100-day home organization program is $500. That is not cheap. I am well aware. And I know a lot of you are saving up for it. But I am telling you, in the saving up for it and paying for it, you will get so much more out of it. I don't know how to explain it. If it was free, you definitely would not get the same value out of it. Plus, this is a business. I got to run a business. So also, if you had a professional organizer come over, $200 would maybe get you 2 days with a new professional organizer. It would not have even gotten you 1 day with my team when I stopped organizing in January. So I know the value of a 100-day program that 800 people have gone through and was developed by a professional organizer and works is worth $500. It's worth $500. It's just worth it. It's a one-time lifetime fee. You do it over and over and over again. So I know that that's worth it. So with the Sunday Basket Club, how do I price that? I have no idea. So I did $35 a month. I thought, well, that makes sense. All right, well, then I need to give some more value. And so I was going to do twice a month trainings on how to organize your paper, which I started doing in January. But I quickly realized, my analytical and result-oriented person, that people were joining in February. And organizing your paper is kind of like the 100-day program. So the people who were joining in February were getting tax organizing information, but what I had taught in January was how to get started on organizing your paper. And what you needed was getting started on organizing your paper first. Like, there's an order to it. I was like, okay, this is not working. What am I going to do? And then I realized I had this $200 program, which I'm also going to talk about in the next episode, called Get All Your Papers Organized. So it was this $200 program that I'd sold in the past that was totally on the website and hidden and you couldn't see it. And in there was all of my paper organizing resources already done. And I was like, I'll just give it to everybody that's in the Sunday Basket Club. So then they could go through and do it at their own pace. Which does nothing for obligers, by the way, to do things at your own pace. So they could go in there and do it at their own pace. So added value. Then we got to March and I started getting a lot of paper organizing questions. So I started answering paper organizing questions instead of training on a new paper organizing idea. And this is where it just all started to get mixed up. So now you're paying $35 a month. You still have the Sunday basket every week with Monique. That was going just fine. And you had the question and answer time with me on Monday night, but because I had made this a Zoom instead of a Facebook Live, I got confused and I went over into Facebook Live because that's what I'm used to doing instead of into Zoom. Okay. Also, everybody was coming into the Sunday Basket Club with different expectations of what they would get out of it. And because I hadn't really clearly defined it, no one knew what the heck we were doing. So people are like, you know what? I'm just out. I'm out of the Sunday Basket Club. Also, I have a problem with recurring membership prices. Recurring membership prices are like Netflix. You pay $15 a month, or Amazon Prime, you pay $97 a year. I have no problem paying either of those, by the way. But a recurring membership model is the gold standard for businesses. Like, they want people to be paying a monthly amount I don't know why, but I keep hearing it on all the podcasts. So I keep trying it and I keep failing because I'm really, really bad at a recurring membership model. Not because you guys won't do it. You'll do it. I'm bad at it because I know in a recurring membership model, I want to keep giving more and more and more information so that it's worth your time and money. And at $35 a month, if any of you did the math, I mean, we're at like $400 a year or something in order to be in a Sunday Basket Club, which is a ridiculous price. I don't like that price. So I've been analyzing it for 90 days. And you've been watching me analyze it. It's a hot mess because I keep changing my mind and I keep changing how I'm doing things. And it looks like I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm a questioner. This is what I do. And in some instances, I can't figure out how to deliver to you the best end product until I have some of you in the program to know what's working and what's not working. A questioner cannot question in a vacuum. Like, I cannot figure out what the program is all by myself, create this beautiful program, launch it to the world, and then tell you this is what you need. I need to constantly get feedback from you in order to analyze and tweak so that we get our end result better. So I'm not crazy. I'm just a questioner. Here's the new Sunday Basket Club. It's $99 a year. It's just a flat out $99 a year. If you want to do year number two, it's $99 after that. We've already contacted everybody in the club. And then it is going to be the Sunday Basket. So you could do the Sunday Basket with Monique and Ryan. Every other Monday night, it's going to be a Facebook Live Q&A, just like in the 100-day program. This is what's best for everybody, because then you tell me what you want to hear. You tell me what questions you have about your paper. And also, this is going to be awesome because we get a lot of paper organizing questions in the 100-day. We're not going to do that anymore. If you're in the 100-day program, you ask questions about organizing your house. If you are in the Sunday Basket Club, you ask questions about organizing your paper. And then I will answer those in both of those. Those Facebook Lives will be in the Facebook group. We are not saving them. We are not uploading them to the membership site. This will get everybody's real-time questions answered within 7 days. So when we ask you for the questions starting on Sunday all the way through Monday afternoon, and then Michelle so lovingly puts them into a Word document for me and I print them out, and then I go through and I answer them all. And starting at 7 o'clock, I'll be in the 100-day home organization program. I will answer all the questions I can until 7:30. I will go over into the paper organizing Sunday Basket Club, and I will answer all the questions I can until 8 p.m. I'll answer your home organizing questions. I will answer your paper organizing questions based on the program that you're in. That way, if you're doing the medical binder, ask me your medical binder questions. If you're organizing your taxes, ask me your taxes questions. If you're in the 100-day program and you're stuck in the kids' toy closet and you don't know what to do, ask me your home organizing questions. This is going to simplify the Organize 365 brand. And really, now that we have the binders and everything else, you either organize your home, organize your paper, or you organize both and you ask your questions in the right group. I'm explaining all of that to you because for questioners, simplicity comes at the end when they've decided what the answers to their questions are. That's how we get simplicity. So that is going to be the 100-day home organization program. And there's no recurring revenue, and I'm just not a good recurring revenue person. Anytime you see me try to do it, just say, remember, Lisa, you're a questioner, you're not good at recurring revenue. So the negatives of being a questioner, like being a questioner is not necessarily a positive thing. First of all, we get migraines. I don't know. Do other questioners get migraines? Because I definitely give myself migraines. We are analyzing constantly and constantly tweaking. Part of why I say progress, not perfection, is because as a questioner, I know there's no perfect because I can if you give me something that's perfect, I'm going to question it. Like, I don't think I could ever get to perfection because I'm a natural questioner. We also, questioners, or I guess, this questioner, me, I want all people to have what they need to have the end result. So when I was a math teacher, I wanted all children to be able to know how to do algebra. I wanted all children to be able to understand that multiplication was repeated addition. Everyone in the class, it was not okay with me if 28 out of 29 students knew how to do it. Like, I would go to bed and get up the next morning and come up with another lesson plan until that 29th student understood what we were doing before we moved on. Like, it is not okay with me that we we leave somebody, I'd be great in the army. Like, we're never leaving a man, like no man left behind. So it's not okay with me if the 100-day home organization program works for 90% of the people. I remember a while ago, I was doing a podcast with Natalie, and we were in a mastermind relationship. And she said to me, so you're telling me if I wanted to pay for the 100-day program, but I wasn't going to do the program, you would not sell it to me. And I said, correct. She's like, that's ridiculous. Do you know that like 85% of people who buy online courses do not complete the course? I was like, unacceptable. Then I'll only sell to the 15%. She's like, how are you going to make sure that they're going to complete the course? Like, that's an unrealistic expectation. I was like, oh, I'm really good at those. I am queen of unrealistic expectations. But as an educator and a questioner, it's just a waste of money. Like, why? No. We're not buying any organized 365 online or physical products and then not doing them. What's the point? That's not the point. The end result is we get organized. And so if you don't want to use the program to get organized, don't buy the program, which is definitely not how most organizers are. I want you to get the end result of organizing. And so that is why I do everything. Another negative of being a questioner is because I'm a questioner and I know that there are multiple ways to get to this end result, I want to give you all the options to get to this end result. Already, you may be thinking about this going, oh my gosh, I am so glad I am not a questioner. Wow. She's thinking this much. Yeah, I think this much, you guys, all the time. Drives my husband crazy. He's like, can't you stop thinking? I'm like, no. Can't you stop moving? No. It's not ADHD people, it's a questioner. Questioners look like ADHD people, but we are not. So I want to give you all of the options so that you can have the end result of getting your house organized. And sometimes in my marketing, what happens is you see too many choices, so you can't make a decision in order to get to your end result because I'm trying to tailor my products to what you need. I need to be better at only giving one option, but then giving it in the way that you need it. And I'm getting better at that. And my marketing department is telling me to get better at that. So that's a sneak peek into how a questioner thinks and how I decide and change. Like, why do I make changes? This is why I make changes. Every change I make always benefits you. Like, how is this better for you? Okay, then I will change the program. By the way, Sunday Basket Club after this, not changing. This is it. Now it's done. 100-day home organization program, not changing. Hasn't changed in years. That thing is done. I am going to make it available on demand if people click the little button and read my whole disclaimer about how we're not doing it as a big group and you'll just get dumped into the big group. Fine. People like me, you could get in. But I'm still going to do the launch model because that's what works for the majority of my audience. And recurring memberships, just can't do them. Just not going to work in my business model. I've tried multiple times and it's just not a good fit for me. On the next podcast, we're going to dive into physical products. Oh yeah. I have a Sunday basket, slash pockets and binders. Oh my. And, the highs and lows and lows and lows and highs of creating physical products.